Seen a little bit of Highland rice growing. Still got a neighbor over here, but the same man, I mean, he used to grow a little rice, his own rice I also growing. Oh, I saw it in California, hundreds of acres of it in one field, but I mean, here.
Yeah, did you ever see people have their own fruit, places where they grow fruit?
Most all old farms used to have fruit trees, especially peach trees, and a lot of times it was just old ceiling peaches that would come up from the sea. Some of them would be freestone and some of them wouldn't, you know, it'd break off the seed and some of them you'd have to cut off the seed. But most everybody had some peach trees and some fig trees and some pear trees in old places, old farms.
So, are there any around here now that you know?
You find some of those old-fashioned peach trees now. This neighbor up here around his farm, white man got it rented now on the fence line. I saw some of those little old red peaches just as red as they could be this back in last summer.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to have peaches all the time. Oh, we had about 8 acres of peaches when I was a boy at my dad's house. And Sarah and him used to have rice marter fruit at their house. They had grape and peaches and
that's a big orchard.
Pears. Yeah, that was a big orchard. Dad didn't plant those. There was a farm he rented, but I lived there 8 years. I guess the longest I lived in the place when I was going to school. And it was somebody put them, that man owned the whole country right around there. He had those trees set out, I guess. And they were young, just started bad by the time Daddy went there. And we sprayed them and sold some peaches. They were bad. It was Governor Hogg was the name of them. I never saw any but them. Now, some governor out of Texas, their name for him. And but they were nice big peaches, but they didn't have much flavor. We sold some of them, however.
What you call the kind that was real tight to the
clean stones?
Yeah.
That was one thing they called them. That you couldn't get them off. See, they said, gnaw them off or cut them off. And you could call the other one freestone peaches. And you don't have no kind now, so they don't have to differentiate from them with them. You just, all of them break open.
They're
now.
All, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But those little freestones were good for
preserving and pickling. Of course, you had preserved seed and all, but we used at home preserve and put them in gallon jars. Cook them down real good. They kept better, you know. We got them cooked down real good. And they made some kind of good preserves. Of course, those seeds are always in your way. But they made good pickle. And they were good little peaches, but you just hard to get them off the seed.
What'd you have on the table to season stuff with?
Well, you most always had it ready old standbys, ketchup and mustard and pepper vinegar and salt and pepper.
Okay. Sugar used to be sold.
All the sugar was sold.
Wasn't pre-packaged. Uh-huh.
They'd weigh you up much you wanted, as little as you wanted, or sell you 100-pound sack. That's the only way they'd get it in the stores, in 100-pound sacks, in a cloth sack.
Yeah. And, now the people that were rich folks could afford for us to go out and buy sugar. What about the people that were?
Well, it was places in the country, different settlements where people seemed to be poorer than others. They had most had syrup to use that for sugar, and sweetened coffee and everything with syrup. And during the First World War, when I was a kid. Sugar was a scarce item. You couldn't buy it if you had money. And my daddy liked something sweet at dinner every day. And even as a kid, I got tired of syrup pies and syrup puddings. And I nearly get tired of syrup biscuits, but just cook a pudding with some syrup in it. They didn't have pecan pies in them days.
Mm-hmm.
They had white K-roll syrup to make them out and all. They just had sugar candy.